Oven Mixer valued at $300 for free. Believe me, you'll be mom's favorite with this sweet deal.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Build your morning with a delicious breakfast sandwich from Subway. It comes with your choice of eggs or egg whites, cheese, fresh veggies, proteins like hearty steak, and even jalapenos.
Hey, it's Randy Naughton here. I invite you to join me on Thursday, April 28th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We'll be on location at the Diamond Family at the Lafayette Center in Dierbergs Plaza. On display, $3 million worth of celebrity-owned estate jewelry. All right there, ones owned by Elvis, Dean Martin, John Wayne, all for you to look at and buy to add to your collection. Come out and see me Thursday, April 28th at the Diamond Family, the fine jewelry store that treats you like family. For details, go to thediamondfam.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep.
Yeah, but you were supposed to call him earlier, like not last minute.
Oh, the mics are on.
What?
Yeah, mics are on.
Oh, shoot.
Can't you hear?
I don't think he mentioned any names, though.
Okay, good.
My name?
Nothing. Yeah, nothing.
Yours? Oh.
Nothing. World's worst producer.
Life can be so sweet on sunny side.
Oh, man. One of these days soon, I'll have my voice back. It's only been 6 weeks. Why worry?
I'm not afraid.
If I had like one eye, I'd probably enjoy books twice as much or something.
I can still do that at least. No, you can't sing. You're in timeout, Dan. You're in timeout. You're in trouble.
Brutal.
You're in trouble for waiting too late to call somebody.
Somebody mentioned.
Take it in my own hands.
Sorry, you still.
What?
You still chastising?
Is my mic on?
Somebody said that if they ever did a live action Beavis and Butthead, Neil Patrick Harris would be the perfect.
I can't stand Neil Patrick Harris. I won't watch anything he does.
He would be the perfect Beavis.
He would. He looks like
him. I can't stand him. There's some people, and everybody has these people that they just don't want to watch no matter what they're in. I don't want to watch Neil Patrick Harris.
Apparently, a lot of people are wanting him to take over the live with Regis, live with Kelly and Michael.
Who watches that show?
I don't know. I don't know how that show is still on the air.
Holy cow.
And how it was that big of a deal for Michael Strahan to go to Good Morning America, and Kelly got upset because nobody told her.
Well, you know what? Well, let's talk about this for a second. Here's the deal, Kelly. It's not your show. You don't own it. ABC owns it. Do whatever they want to. And unless you have a contract where you specifically say that they're not allowed to change co-hosts without consulting with you, or at least informing you in a reasonable amount of time beforehand that they're doing it. But you didn't have that in your deal. You didn't think to have that in there, obviously. And I made that mistake many years ago. We were at Kix 104 country station. And back when I had a contract, I don't have one now, haven't had one for years, but I used to have contracts. And I made the mistake of not putting in my contract. They couldn't let anybody go who was on the show with me without consulting with me. And I can't tell them they can't do it, but at least giving me notice or something. And they fired Dangling Dick Daly, right out from under me, just fired him. And I remember my reaction. Hey, I wanted to fire him.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I was furious, and I go into the general manager's office, and I said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "Well, fired him." And I said, "Why?" And he I don't know what his reason. He didn't like him, whatever. And so I started getting calls and mail I don't remember. Did we have email at Kix? I guess sort of the beginning stages of it.
I don't know, because Prodigy had just started.
It was very new, though.
Well, it started when we were there, though, because I remember somebody coming in and showing us a computer and Prodigy on it. So it was probably regular mail.
Yeah, I don't think we had email.
So
there.
People would write me, and they say, hey, we called and talked to the boss there at the station, and he tells us that Dangling Dick quit.
Oh.
I go into his office and I go, are you telling people that he quit? You fired him. He said, well, I'm not telling people that. And I said, well, that's funny. I showed him like 6-7 different letters. I said, these are a few. I can get you more if you want them. They all say they talked to you, and you told him he quit. So I went on the air, and I said, basically, our general manager is a liar. And I said, he's telling you folks that he quit. He didn't quit. He fired him. The general manager fired him. That's the true story. He fired him, didn't consult with me, just fired him. So after that, when I had a contract, again, I don't know for stations who are listening, I made a point to put in it, nobody on the show. When I had a contract here, I had it with you guys. You cannot let them go. I have to let them go. Or we have to agree. If we don't agree, that you're not going to fire them. You can't fire them, and that's the way it was. And she just wasn't smart enough to put that in her contract. Because the truth is, you know, when you work for anybody, that's all it is. You work. She may make a ton of money, but she's still an employee. She works for somebody else who calls the shots, and they don't have to go to her to change anything, unless she has that in her contract. And she didn't. Now, on the other hand, let's go, I'll play devil's advocate, take the other side. I can understand why she was upset. It's her co-host.
Yeah, and you think if she's on good terms with the management and
maybe
the
she's
producer
not.
And everything, that they would...
But maybe she's not.
I mean, what would be the
know.
Point of keeping her in the dark about it?
I don't know. We don't know the whole story.
Yeah, no,
that's maybe
true.
Maybe they want to make her up, tick her off. Maybe they want to make her mad. Maybe they're trying to get rid of her. We don't know. But I can look at it from her standpoint. How can you not tell me you're moving? Because it's still ABC. They took him from her show to Good Morning America. They own both. So they just moved a pawn, one of their people around without consulting with her, yet it was her co-host. So I do understand how she was upset. Here's what I don't understand. If I've got this right, Kelly Ripa, again, most people listening don't even know this show. They don't watch it. But there's a lesson here for anybody in any workplace. She decides she'll just stay home. She's so mad. Well, that's like if you work anywhere, pick any wherever you folks work right now, and they decide to let Tom in accounting go. And you like Tom, and you were his friend, so you call in and go, I'm not coming in because I'm upset. Well, guess what happens to you? You're fired. You're fired. So she decides to stay home and pout. Because they let this guy go. Now, I'm assuming...
I guess she knows, though, they can't...
Well, I'm assuming she has enough ratings and enough clout and they make enough money that she knows if they fire her, now they're really screwed. Cause, so
that's
she,
a brand new
she
show.
Knew she, yeah, she knew she could get away with it.
Yeah, I don't know
I'll
how the
stay
ratings...
home. That'll show them.
I didn't even know the show was on.
I you know what? I knew a long time. It started with Regis and Kathy Lee. Then
it was
Regis and Kelly.
Yeah.
And that's when I kind of lost interest and didn't care. Then it's been Kelly and a couple of people, hasn't it? I mean, who was before Strahan? Kelly and what?
Man. I don't remember.
Somebody will call. I think there was somebody before Strahan.
I don't think so.
Really?
I think
it went from Regis to Strahan?
I think so. I don't remember her working with anybody else before.
And then I read an article that said the reason Regis was no longer with Kelly was Regis got a big head and decided, I'm worth a lot more money than you're paying me. So he goes to ABC and goes, hey, here's how much I want. And they said, hit the road. So then they get Strahan in there. That happened in this town. It happened in St. Louis. And I'm not going to name names, and don't email me because I'm not going to tell you, but it was a very, very well-known newscaster here locally. And this newscaster went into Channel Blank and said, I'm the hottest thing in St. Louis. I'm the number one, maybe not in these words, but I know somebody who works there, and this is supposedly how it went down. here's how much money I want, or I'm leaving. And they said, see ya. And this person never showed up on any other TV station. This is not Larry Connors, okay? Let me make that clear. This Connors deal is a different deal. But this person felt so, was so full of himself or herself, said, take it or leave it. Here's what I want. And they said, well, pack up, clean out your office. And it stunned this person, because this person, and I would agree at the time, was probably the number one news reporter in St. Louis, or anchor in St. Louis. So what you got to understand sometimes is, one, what shape is your business in? How's the radio business? How's the TV business? Are you making a lot of money? The answer is no. No. There was a time years ago when TV, radio, they were raking in the cash. You could go in and go, hey, here's how much more I need. Well, you got it. Let me get the bookkeeper in here, and we'll get you a pay raise. Over. Long over. And I think what happened was, when this person went into the station, St. Louis, again, do not email me because I will not tell you who it is. I think what happened was, when this person said, I need this amount of money or I'm off the air, they went, thank you, because they were trying to cut and save and get a more impressive bottom line and get in the black. And this person just did them a huge favor, because when you leave, they owe you nothing. They didn't fire you. So he or she did the station a giant favor. That's what they're waiting for me to do here, do them a favor and leave. That's why I won't leave, just to aggravate it.
But that's what's going on in especially TV right now. Look at down at Channel 5. They're making Cindy Pressler's taking the buyout, and so is Mike Roberts.
Well, and we don't really know the whole story there. Do they want them out? Is it a big buyout?
From what I heard, and you know, it's all just speculation, but the other options just were not, that was really the only option, viable option they could take.
So they say, you take this amount, or we don't need you.
Right, yes. I don't know what, nobody really
and
knows.
And it's not much of a choice. You don't have really much of a choice.
No.
Because the other option is, you're out of work. You're out of work anyway, but you're out of work with a check, or do you want to be out of work without a check?
Yeah.
I'll take the check.
Pretty much
but you can really You can really see it in TV, especially TV news now, because they're bringing people in that are probably not seasoned and ready
Probably not seasoned.
They're right out
of high school.
Yeah.
No, TV news, it's so obvious they're in big, big trouble. You remember when all stations had, they actually had real professional news people, Walter Cronkite type people, Chris Condon, Max Roby, Spencer Allen, okay? When Steve Schiff and Julius Hunter, these were like real news teams. You felt like you were really watching a newscast. Now you feel like you're watching a broadcast school. It's sort of like if you go to Columbia, if you're ever around the lake and can pick up Columbia, the NBC station, it's run by Mizzou. So when you watch the news, it's hilarious because it's students and they're nervous and they're not seasoned at all, or they're green, wet behind the ears, and it is absolutely hysterical. But every once in a while, you'll see a student, and as soon as you see him, you go, okay, this kid's got a future. They look like they belong on TV. They sound like it. It's just, there are certain kids who, well, for example, Bob Costas. When Bob Costas was only 20, 21, he already sounded better than most people doing sports in their 40s.
Yeah.
He just had it. And sometimes you see that, but usually at the NBC station out of Columbia, you can tell you're watching a college station. So the thing with Kelly, I can understand how she was upset, and I think she probably learned a big lesson here. If you have any clout at all, and you can get a contract, make sure you think of everything. Real quickly, and this maybe, I don't know that this is going to help most people listening, because most people don't have contracts at work. They get a job, they get hired, they go to work until they get fired, or until they retire. But many years ago, and I don't remember which station it was, but they drew up a contract for me. And it was a 5-year deal. But I read that, and I learned this years ago from a tremendous attorney. The first time I ever needed an attorney was because Gannett, a big radio company that I worked for, decided to go after me. And it didn't work out. They lost, I won. But I learned some things from this attorney. And I looked at this five-year deal, and right buried down in about three-quarters of the way down on the fourth page, it said the radio station could, at any time, for any reason, terminate this deal with 30 days notice. Well, you know what that is? That's a 30-day contract. That's not a five-year deal. But it didn't say anywhere that I could do that. I'm committed for 5 years, but they have a 30-day out. And so I went to them and I went, hey, what is this? What the heck is this? 30 days notice, you tell me to take a hike? And they go, well, that's standard. And I said, well, it's not standard with me. A five-year deal is a five-year deal. Take it out of here. And they took it out. And it's kind of like that non-compete thing. I know that it's not just the radio and TV business that have non-compete clauses, where if you leave our employment, you can't work in this business. For restaurant business has, if a guy manages a restaurant, a lot of times they'll have him sign that when he leaves, he can't manage a competing restaurant, similar restaurant, for 6 months or a year. That's hogwash. It just is. Unless you do something horrible, unless you quit in the middle of a contract, if you run the contract out, and here's this, what's interesting. In the radio business, most of these radio contracts, let's say it's 3 years. Honest to goodness, it says when the contract is up, you did the whole 3 years, then you sit out for 6 months. Why would you do that? Why would you accept a punishment for running the full length of the contract?
Yeah.
I understand it if you quit. You quit a year into it, all right, you can't work for 6 months. But not if you go the distance, the whole 3 years. Does anybody have anything to say?
Oh, I do.
All right, this is Dan Strauss. No need for a long introduction. We've done that before. Yeah. Dan, it's all yours.
But you were talking about the contract and everything. My sister just went through all that, and she's in a field where it's
she's in a field. Was she a farmer?
Yeah, she's a farmer.
She's in a field.
It's like a drug and alcohol type of counseling and all that. And this guy that ran the place told all the employees that he wanted to have they wanted to sign a 2-year no compete.
Well, that's insane.
And then give him the company access to their personal computers and email anytime they wanted, and access to their phones anytime they wanted.
To whose phones?
To your personal
phone. To your personal phone? No, yeah. Absolutely not.
Oh, I know. The whole thing is just totally ridiculous. And then
if somebody handed me that in writing, I'd take that to an attorney.
Oh, she did. And he said, do not sign this. This is absurd. And so they said, if you don't sign these contracts, then you're out. So everybody was, I don't know how anybody's working there. So,
well, I do. When you're desperate and hungry,
yeah,
and you have a kid or two, and you're married, and you need a job, you'll do all kinds of things that years later you look back and think, I shouldn't have done that. But you need a job.
And there was another clause in the contract that said, if you breach this contract in any way, you will have to pay $100,000 fine and pay for attorney's fees and all this. That's just a laundry list of stuff. It was totally ridiculous.
Yeah, and the sad thing is, most people just sign.
Yeah.
They just sign.
Yeah, some do, but a lot didn't. And a lot just said, you know what, screw you, I'm leaving. So they left. But
what else do you have?
Tim Weiland called me last night because we were happy.
I know. Blues. I know.
Oh, man. What a game.
I almost called.
What an unbelievable game. And I wouldn't have been mad if the Blues would have lost because
they played so well?
Yeah. Everything was left on the ice.
Oh, I would have.
For a hockey fan.
I would have still been mad.
I'd have been upset, but for a hockey fan, that was a great game, I think. Both teams went at each other like crazy.
No, a lot of people are saying that could have been... In different conferences, even a Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, that could have been the finals. It was just an incredible game. And then Tim Weiland called. I didn't get to sleep until after 2 last night because you just get wound
adrenaline
up about
sure.
It. Yeah. It's so wild, but we don't know when they start against Dallas yet.
Yeah, how can that be? They said Thursday or Friday. How can you not know 2 days before? Thursday would be 2 days from now. How can you not know when the next game is?
I think they like to keep this all the series kind of on the same. Yes, together. Like one Anaheim and Nashville just played game 6 last night. So they were a full game behind.
So they want to wait
Yes, I think they wait till most of the games are up so they can keep the series kind of
That's pretty smart.
Usually the games are staggering, but Gary Bettman, the commissioner of hockey, is just an idiot.
Oh,
anyway.
Sure, Gary Bettman.
Yeah. Well, when he comes out, every time, I don't know how many years I've watched the Stanley Cup Finals, when he comes out to award the Stanley Cup to the winning team, they walk out and they go, "Ladies and gentlemen, the commissioner of the National Hockey League, Gary Bettman," and everyone boos. Everyone boos him, and it doesn't matter what arena he's in, he gets booed everywhere.
Why do they hate him?
Everybody just hates him.
Did he pee in the Stanley Cup or something?
Yeah, I think so.
No,
I think so. It's just some decisions he's made about the game, and just decisions he's made about reprimanding different players and things like that.
So there's only there's actually just one cup.
Yes.
And it gets handed, passed over and around, unlike trophies people keep.
Yeah.
Which I think is really kind of neat.
Now, each team gets a replica cup that they can keep.
Right, but there's only one real Stanley Cup.
There's one real Stanley Cup, and what happens is you see the rings on there, and each player's name is etched in the ring, but the rings are taken off, and they're placed in the Hall of Fame, the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto. So each year there's a new ring that's put on with the new champion.
Maybe in semi-retirement you could get a job like as a greeter at the Hall of Fame, Hockey Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Good evening. I'm Dan Strauss. Welcome to the Hockey Hall of Fame, folks.
Step this way.
Yeah, step this way. Now over here, this is the actual Stanley Cup. Of course, it's not the real Stanley Cup. It's in the hands of the current champions. But I mean, you could do it.
Well, these are the rings.
Yeah.
But what I find funny is that the guys that handle the Stanley Cup, they have two guys and they have the white gloves and everything, and they polish it and they bring it out, and then the players just grab it and
smear it all up.
Yeah,
and fingerprint it all up.
And then each player gets to take it for like a week, I think, throughout, and then they can take it and do whatever they want with it. So they've shown players taking it.
You take it to school where your kids are.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Has
that.
Has anybody ever dropped it and put a big dent in it or anything?
I'm sure they have. I can imagine.
You know they have.
Oh, I'm sure they have.
And then some silversmith has to fix it and take it to Dent Wizard. Drop it off at Dent Wizard and take the dents out of it.
Because they take it, you see them floating around in the pool with it, and you see them doing all kinds of stuff with it. So,
anything else?
No, that was it.
Peon, did you have anything?
I do, but I can.
Let's call courtesy. That's called courtesy.
Oh.
I'll take a moment to talk about Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, talk about pickup trucks, Impala. I'll talk. Here are my favorite vehicles. The Tahoe, because I own one, a 2015 Tahoe. Silverado pickup truck. I get the biggest cab and the biggest bed I could get, but I don't need one. It's one of those things. I would have it, and the bed would be perfect and flawless because I never put anything in it except some groceries. And I don't need a pickup truck for that, but I love those pickup trucks. I like the Chevy Cruze, I like the Malibu, and I like the Impala. Those are my favorites. Now, I didn't mention the Chevy Spark, and I didn't mention the Equinox. We bought my mother-in-law an Equinox, and she loves it. So there's a lot to like, and there's a lot of variety. Now you got to ask yourself the question, where do I get it? I like some stuff that Chevy has. Where do I go? Well, you know where to go. If you're AM and the PM, and if you say you're AM and the PM, I don't like to talk. A lot of this is top secret, and sometimes I slip, and I reveal information I shouldn't reveal. But we have specially trained team. They go out, and don't ask me how they do it. I can't share it with you. But they have ways of finding and following AM and the PM people. And we don't care. They've caught AM and the PM people shopping at other Chevy dealerships. That's fine. It's where you buy it that matters. And if we find that somebody who tells their friends, "Oh, I'm AM and the PM, I listen to that show all the time," yet they shopped and bought a Chevy somewhere else, let's just say life takes a turn for those people. All of a sudden, there are unexplained accidents in the family. There are tragedies, illnesses. So you want to mess with that? I don't think so. If you're aiming the PM, you will buy that Chevy, a Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. And we're not asking you to do anything that's not something you'll thank us for. Once you buy a vehicle there, whether it's pre-owned or new, if you ever go to another dealership, usually it's like night and day, the way you're treated. The deal could be very close. Am I going to sit here and act like, Johnny Landoff sells Chevys a whole lot cheaper than anybody else? No. They'll beat anybody else. They'll certainly, nobody's going to beat their price. They may be close, but they're not going to beat them. It's the way you're treated. It's the service. It's the experience. It's, as John says, the Landoff love. If you want to know what we're talking about, you know where to go. The Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, 24/7 at Landoff.com.
Meet me.
And we're going to get a look at traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Hey, Dan, I have to comment real quick on what Frank was saying on that Mizzou station where you see a broadcaster that you just know that guy's got a future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, when I was in Rhinelander, Wisconsin, I saw one of those broadcasters on one of the local TV stations up there, and he made it to the big time. And you know where that broadcaster is now?
Where?
The big 550 KTRS, and that happens to be Martin Kilcoin.
Wait, hold on.
Really?
Wait, hold on.
He made it?
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
There's some confliction and some contradiction and conflicting. First you said it's somebody that was professional and made it to the big time.
Yeah.
And then you said it was Kilcoin.
Yeah.
What are we missing here?
It's conflicting.
It's either Kilcoin or it's professional and big time.
Yep.
Which is it?
But I remember seeing him at a small TV station up in Rhinelander when my dad lived up there. So it was kind of interesting.
Yeah, from that little station all the way to KTRS.
Yep. Well, major market,
baby. You know what, though? He is on TV and we're not.
Yeah,
okay?
That's right.
He's
that's
on
right,
and we're not. Well, one of us, who's not really one of us, he's kind of detached, is on 11.2.
Well,
you know,
that's right.
That, you know, we're not on TV. So you got to give him that. You got to give him
okay.
That. What's going on?
All right, they just cleared a crash on southbound 270, a little bit north of Dorset. Now, traffic is jammed back from Highway 70, and now it's making its way slowly down through Page. There is an accident on westbound 364 just after the Maryland Heights Expressway. When I looked at it, it looks like there's two lanes blocked, and traffic is slow from Bennington Place. You also had an accident at Manchester and Sulphur Springs that's causing delays in each direction. And then you just have normal volume that's making its way on eastbound 270, and that's from McDonald all the way through 367. This report brought to you by Panera Bread. Get mom something she'll love, a Panera Bread gift card. She'll love it because you'll get a gift too. For every $50 in gift card purchase, you'll get a $10 bonus card for yourself. Visit your local Panera for terms and restrictions. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. This is the Big 550.
Yeah, baby.
KTRS. Where St. Louis comes to talk.
Hi, this is John Shea. Hallmark Stone is a wholesale fabricator of granite and quartz countertops. They normally only sell to kitchen and bath shops, home stores, remodelers, and builders like me. But once a year, they open their doors to the general public to benefit Annie's Hope and Carney's Kids charities. This Saturday and Sunday is that weekend. It's the Hallmark Stone Granite Remnant Sale, where you can buy granite remnants for up to 50% off retail pricing. Remnants are great for vanity tops, fireplace surrounds, small bar tops, and more. Jim McMillan and myself will be broadcasting the Inside Out Show this Saturday from 11 to 1. So come on and say hi. Hallmark Stone is located off I-44 at the Soccer Park exit. For directions, call 636-349-1288, or better yet, check out their website at hallmarkstone.com. Enjoy extreme savings while benefiting local charities. What a great combination. Stop by Hallmark Stone's Granite Remnant Sale this Saturday and Sunday only. For directions, visit their website at hallmarkstone.com.
It's freezing cold one day, torrential downpour of rain the next day, and then the next day, it's sunny and 75. St. Louis has weather, and that wreaks all sorts of havoc on your HVAC, and that's why you need to know about Gelmisch & Sons. It's a heating and cooling company that's been around since 1950. They'll come out any make, any model, and make sure your HVAC is working in peak condition, because you want that unit to last as long as possible. And the best way to do that is to make sure Gelmisch & Sons has it running running in peak condition. Now, if you need a new system, Gelmish & Sons will install a Lennox system. That is the gold standard, both an air conditioner and a furnace installed with Gelmish & Sons for $28.95. Gelmish & Sons has been around since 1950, family run and family operated all these many years. And in St. Louis, we need to stick together these days. So for all of your heating and cooling needs, Gelmish & Sons, 314-993-1110 or gelmishandsons.com.
For over 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefanina's is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at steffspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Tuesday. Feast on a large 16-inch one-topping pizza and 12 toasted ravioli for $14.50 at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at steffspizza.com. A large one-topping pizza and 12 toasted ravioli for $14.50 every Tuesday at Stefanina's.
Never paint again. Seriously, who wants to paint anyways? Rhino Shield would love to paint your home, business, or church for the last time. You know, when it's not raining. Water and sun are the two most damaging villains against your home's defense for chipping, cracking, peeling, and rot. Our permanent ceramic coating locks out 100% of the moisture, 90% of the sun's UV rays, and we back it up with a 25-year transferable warranty. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. See why we are rapidly becoming your neighbor's go-to solution for cracks, splits, nail pops, and just bad color schemes. Now's the time to be smart to save time and money. Call 877-25-RHINO, 877-25-RHINO, or 877-25-RHINO.com. See what we did there? Genius.
Rhino Shield. Never paint your house again. Rhino Shield.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ArcaMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com. Weekday mornings at 635, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 635 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Randy Naughton for the Martin Kilcoin Show. Be sure to join us live at Encore Consignment Gallery on Wednesday, April 27th, Lamp and Lantern Village in Town and Country. Encore Consignment Gallery for that unique one-of-a-kind find. Inventory is moving in and out so fast. Come in the morning and then come back in the afternoon and see what's new. That's how quickly it changes. Don't forget about estate sales, too. Encore Consignment Gallery can take care of everything with one phone call. Doesn't your furniture deserve an encore? Come and find out what we're talking about live on location at Encore Consignment Gallery.
This is where we talk about something a lot of people don't like to talk about. Let me tell you, it's a mistake not to discuss it. It is a mistake, and I'm talking about death. Ooh, a lot of people write that, I don't want to hear about this. You're making a huge mistake if you don't think about it and talk about it. If you have, and I want to say older parents or grandparents, but how about not that old? How about you? It needs to be discussed. People die. Everybody dies. I checked. I just went on the internet and checked, and still, so far, no one has lived forever. Nobody makes it past about 114, and that's a rare exception. So let's talk about it, but let's talk about why we should talk about it. If I die next week, let me back up and say I have three completely different children. Each one of my three children, they're all different. I had a situation recently, and a little bit of a scare, and one of my kids didn't even want to talk about it. He couldn't discuss it. And I told him I had to have some surgery and whatever. He couldn't deal with it. And I understand that. But you have to. And here's why. When someone passes away, if there hasn't already been a decision made as to exactly what to do, fighting, arguing, it becomes not pretty. And then you're at the mercy of some high-pressure salesman who convinces you you need to spend a lot of money to celebrate, to commemorate, to say goodbye to this person. That's just not true. So if I die next week, here's exactly what will happen. My wife knows to call American Cremation, because that's who you call on the Missouri side. Now, if we were in Illinois, she'd call Calmer Memorial Services, and she knows what I want. I want to be cremated. If she wants to drop a couple of bucks on a nice urn, fine. I can't do anything about it. I'm gone. So let's say she wants a $300 urn or whatever. I think she knows a couple of places to take it. Take the kids. Sprinkle some ashes. Tell a couple of funny stories. And it's a whole lot easier on your psyche, and it's easier emotionally than some somber, horrible, morbid organ playing and visitation of and no offense to folks who do that. You can do whatever you want. I'm not here to tell people how to live or how to deal with somebody who no longer is living. But I'm here to tell you that most of this country is going the way that I think. And I said cremation years ago. And apparently, my thinking is like a lot of people, because the numbers every year, up and up and up and up and up, the percentage of people who want that departed person cremated, there, you have so many more options with cremation, and all of them are inexpensive. Now, you have a lot of options with the big funeral homes, too, but many of those are expensive. They don't offer expensive options at Calmer. If you went to Joe Calmer and his folks and said, look, I really want to spend more than what you're offering here, even though what you're offering is affordable and dignified, I want more. He can take care of that. He can get you the, you know, you want 9 limos and 3 hearses or whatever. He can get you that. So just think about it and think about talking about it and being prepared and being ready. Make sure everybody's on the same page. And then the reason I want you to go to the websites now and listen to what Joe Calmer has to say is not because you need them today or tomorrow. You may not need them for 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. But once you hear what he says, their philosophy about enough is enough with this overspending, unnecessary spending for funerals. Now, when I go, my wife will be able to pay for a pretty expensive funeral. She knows I do not want that. I'd rather she take some money and throw a party. She knows who I want there. She knows the people I can't stand. And she knows the handful of people that I really like. Invite them. Tell some stories. Laugh. She knows a couple of songs to play that I want played when I'm gone. It's so many more options.
Big Rock Candy Mountain, is that one?
Well, you know, no, I didn't include that. That's from my childhood. Maybe that, you know what? I need to add that to the list.
Yes.
Big Rock Candy Mountain.
And everybody can tell the Dana story.
See, that's okay with me. To me, that's what it should be. That's what.
No, I agree with you.
Somebody's departure should be that. Why should it just be go by and look at some person that's not even really there in a coffin? Again, if that's what you want, fine. But I'm talking to people, like-minded people, like me and like so many others who've decided this has gotten out of hand, this expense. So I'll leave you with this. Be smart. Don't wait till that day when you walk in and go, Mom's gone. Now who do we call? And let me tell you something. A lot of people go, what do we do now? Who do we call? Most people don't even know who to call. I do. American Cremation, if you're on the Missouri side. Calmer Memorial Services on the Illinois side. Very affordable. Very professional. Very dignified. And what more do you want? And then you have all the options with the ashes. What is what you want to do to make it something more than just a miserable, horrible, depressing one day or two of visitation and burial? You go to frankopinion.com. Do this now. Don't wait. Do it now so you know what's involved and how they think about these things. FrankOpinion.com, click on sponsors, and it'll say if death occurs in Missouri, click here. Click there now if you're in Missouri. Don't wait for the death. And then there's an Illinois link. You'll really like, you will like what Joe Comer has to say about this, what has become ridiculous business called the funeral business. We have a couple of calls.
I believe we do.
Let's take them. I didn't give the numbers, but I will. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or 888-550-KTRS, or from any cell phone, star KTRS. This is Michael. Michael, how are you?
Hi, Mike. Hi, Frank. I'm Mike.
Yeah, anyway, you're Mike. I'm Frank.
I did already.
You did.
AM and PM.
Thank you, Michael.
I got a couple of cool things I want to share with you.
Okay, Dan put you on as Michael, but you obviously like to be called Mike.
Yes, that's right. I call a lot.
All right, Mike, what do you have?
You know, yesterday you were talking about super glue and how easy it is to get your fingers stuck together.
Yep.
I don't know if you know it, but nail polish remover is a quick dissolvent for that stuff. If you ever get it stuck, you buy yourself a cheap bottle of nail polish remover. It's about $1. And have it out when you use your super glue, and you'll never have that problem again.
Well, there's a product called Goo Gone or something. What is it? Goo. It's for taking stickers off.
Yeah, it's Goo Gone.
Goo Gone.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, but I think you're right. I think nail polish is even stronger.
Awesome. Another thing, I know the guy you're talking about, when they made the demand, they fired him.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't, because it's not a guy.
Okay, well, maybe it wasn't.
No.
All right. Well, anyway, this guy, I thought it was the same guy, but he wound up going to CNN and becoming highly successful.
That's Patrick Emery.
No.
Patrick Emery went to CNN.
Steve Schiffer.
Steve Schiff did not become highly successful.
I thought he was. Maybe I was.
No.
Patrick Emery. Not at all. Yeah, Patrick Emery.
Yeah, you're right. It was Patrick Emery. I apologize.
Yeah.
Well, before I leave, have you guys seen the movie Taking Chance with Kevin Bacon?
Not only have I seen it, I have said it is the single most powerful military movie I have ever watched. And
I saw it this weekend with my daughter's house. I cried like a baby. I think you know I'm a veteran.
I don't care how tough a guy thinks he is. If you watch Taking Chance and you don't cry, you need to see a psychiatrist. You need a psychiatrist.
You got it.
No,
and there's another one I want to tell you about real quick called Charlie Williams War with Tom Hanks. He plays the senator from Texas.
I haven't seen it.
Single-handedly ended the Afghanistan war with the Russians.
I'll give you one.
Flying the Soviets.
Mike, I'll give you one. Cadence. Cadence with Martin Sheen and either Charlie or Emilio Estevez, one of his boys. It's a basic training movie. Cadence, you will love it.
Oh, it sounds great.
It's great.
Thanks for everything you guys.
Anyway,
you guys make my day every day.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. All right, there goes Mike. And do we have time for Greg?
I think so.
We can squeeze him in here quickly. Greg, it's all yours. How are you?
Frank, you got to do the schnauzer joke. You haven't done that in a while.
I know who this is.
Yeah.
All right, I'll make a note. Coming soon, the schnauzer joke.
It is hysterical. It's one of the best jokes you ever did.
All right.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, Greg. Thank you. Greg is a guy who I still remember the first, and maybe only, but the first joke he ever told me that I didn't know. And he was ecstatic that he told. And you know what? I'll tell it as a bonus joke after we come back. Because we have Colin Jeffrey at 4:30, right?
Yes.
Yeah, what, after we come out of the
news?
Yeah, because I remember some time ago I decided this wasn't Playhouse worthy just because it's so ridiculous. But when he told me, I lost it. There's some jokes that certain people absolutely fall on the floor, and other people go, oh, I don't get it, that's not funny.
But Greg loses it when he tells jokes, too.
Greg is the greatest audience you will ever have if you have a joke. So, Greg, I'm going to tell the joke that I remember 10 years ago. You told me, and I thought, this is one of the most ridiculous but funny jokes I've ever heard, and it'll be a bonus joke after we come back from the 4 o'clock news break. Window World has a charity trivia night coming up May 21st. I can't make it up in Kansas City, but Fiona will make it, and Dan will make it, and their chicks will be there. So those two couples, that's four people. Each table, and this show bought a table, accommodates eight people. Why, by my calculation, that leaves four people or two couples. Now, folks, you're going to have to help me out here because I refuse to be embarrassed by not coming through for Window World because all this money goes to St. Jude Children's Hospital. I actually now only have one bid for one couple to sit at that table. And Dan and Pian, I hope this doesn't hurt your feelings. This is going to get better. $600. And what's going to happen is the two highest bidders to sit at the table, the 21st. Where is this thing? I forgot where it is already.
It's over at the Maryland Heights Community Center.
Okay, that's where it always is.
Yeah.
The two highest bidders will be able to bring a guest, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, and sit at the table. And there'll be some snacks, and you can bring your own. Bring three or four cakes and pies if you want to. That's the great thing about it. People share and swap food, and Londoff has a couple of tables. It's fun. But I have $600, and so far that is the single high bid. Now, the good, better news, and that's good news, but the big news so far is I also threw out, and I haven't even talked to Tom Sainert and Annie Guns. I don't have to because I know him, and he's a very charitable guy. He'll go, absolutely, let's do it. I have a dinner with me and my wife on a night that works for you, some evening, and I have a bid of $2,500 for dinner with me and my wife. I think we could even get more, and if we don't, I'm happy with that, but I need about another $2,000 somewhere. So give us a bid on sitting at the table, $500 minimum. Let's not play around here. $500 minimum. And then those two highest bids will be at the table with Dan and Pian. Again, it's the 21st of May. It's a Saturday night. And you can call here and talk to Dan real quickly, 314-969-KTRS. Here, star KTRS from any cell phone. Or you can email me, frankopinion@yahoo.com. Outside of that, Window World, you know what you need to know. Original $189 window and the highest... Well, the largest selling replacement window in the United States. If you want to know more, just go to windowworldstlouis.com.
Let's get a check on traffic now. Here's Tim Wiley.
The accident has been cleared on westbound 364 at the Maryland Heights Expressway. Now, you're still jammed back to 270 through Antioch, and then some slow areas out through 94. We do have an incident eastbound on the Illinois side on the Museal Veterans Bridge. It's got you backed up all the way to Highway 70, and then eastbound 40, you're slowing now Jefferson to the Poplar. And this report brought to you by TimeshareExitTeam.com. If you could get out of your timeshare safely and legitimately, would you? Timeshare Exit Team has a 100% guarantee. They'll get you out or give you a full refund. TimeshareExitTeam.com. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage.